KI4LZI, KI4LZI, KO4NUE. I hope she's still alive, but There's somebody there will know what to do or where to get some. But I appreciate it, Andy. You doing all right?
Battery pack, but hopefully you got it. KI4, how's the airport?
Got you. I just asked, just wondered how you was doing. I'm up here at on the 12 mile tonight, and hadn't had the opportunity to talk with you for a little while other than on Tuesday nights, but how's your foot doing?
Thought better now. I'm able to drive now. I have been now for about the past couple of months. I'm glad it did finally get better, because for a little bit there, I was couldn't even drive for sure.
Well, glad things are looking better, and I appreciate your help. And I appreciate your help on Tuesday nights, too. That's really helpful for me. So, anyway, while I was up in this area, I figured I'd check in on you. Appreciate it. You have a good one, Andy. It's KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
I don't know if it's going to still happen if they'll wait till the last minute and cancel it, but on October the 16th, down at Darwin Wright Park, up above Anderson, the Anderson Rail Club is going to have their ham fest. On October the 16th, down at Darwin Wright Park, just off of 85 down there, up above Anderson. Last I heard, that ham fest is still on, but as we know, in this days of COVID, between now and then, anything can change, but the last I heard, that ham fest was still on. Last I heard.
Okay. Well, I'll put it in my station log, and talk with my wife about it. But all right. Well, thanks for the info, Andy. And I'll see you on the net tonight. Appreciate the help. KO4NUE. I'm clear.
You know where that is or not, but if you don't, on your way down that morning, get on the Sassafras Mountain Repeater, the 146790 machine, and they'll talk you in down there. KI4 LZI Port.
Roger. Thank you, Andy.
4HKX, mobile.
4HKX, KO4NUE. You ain't made it home yet, Patrick?
No, sir. There where I parked my truck, buddy that owns the shop, he was still there, so we were standing around talking for a little bit about how hard it is to find help that'll do their job.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on that. I agree.
Pretty much every shop I go to during the day is begging for help that can actually do something.
I'm seeing that everywhere I go. I got frustrated the other day, and I'm just so tired of hearing COVID this and COVID that, and shipping that and shipping that and delayed shipping and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's just, sometimes I just feel like it's just never ending. But I don't know. It's gotta end somehow. I don't know how, though.
Well, I'm with you. It's gotta end somehow, but we're all gonna have to get back to work. And I just don't see that happening. You've already trained people to how to work the system now, the people that weren't doing it before, and it's just not going to be a good situation for a good long while now.
I've been doing a lot of thinking about this housing market too, and I don't know, just economically, man, I don't, it's just a little troublesome. I don't know what's going to happen, but it just seems like things are getting upside down and nobody seems to be too concerned about it, but I don't know, we'll see what happens, but it just seems like every time something happens to the housing market, our economy gets all messed up and throw. You throw the whole COVID thing in the mix too, and it's just, I don't know, it's just so confusing. I just a little bit unnerving.
I'm no economic major or nothing like that, but I can tell you this much, what we're doing ain't working.
You're right. So, on a lighter note, I'm going to let you know I got my antenna analyzer in. It's been 2 days ago now, and I'm impressed. I really am. Boy, it just makes things so much easier.
Which one'd you get?
The Rig Expert AA230 Zoom. And I've been messing around with it for the last couple of days, trying to figure things out on it. But, I mean, I've got enough figured out to know where I am with, you know, the frequency I'm operating on. There's a couple of numbers in there that I haven't quite figured out what they mean yet, but I just hadn't had a whole lot of time to sit down and study with it. But it's my goodness, just makes things so much easier.
I picked one up when I went to the Shelby Ham Fest. It's the 35 version of that. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's not in front of me. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure it all out myself.
I tell you, I've been struggling with these antenna fundamentals, and Larry and Walt's been doing a good job on Tuesday nights trying to teach me. But yesterday, I stumbled across a Smith chart, and have started figuring out what the Smith chart is for and how to use it. And I'm going to tell you, it makes a whole lot more sense when you've got that chart in front of you. And that basically, once you get your impedance plotted on the Smith chart, it basically tells you what to do to get the impedance right, as far as reactance, inductance, capacitance. But it's just making a whole lot more sense now. And I just, there for a while, I just thought, I'm not going to ever figure this out. But when you can actually plot what your antenna's doing on a Smith chart, boy, it just all comes into place.
Time we can get together and you can show me how to use it. Because I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about yet, and I hadn't found that.
Basically, just to keep it short, when you figure out the impedance on your antenna, you want your impedance to be 50 ohms, and you take the Rig Expert, or you take the analyzer, and it tells you where your impedance actually is. So, for example, the antenna I built the other day was 59 ohms. Well, I need it to be 50 ohms. I know 59 is close enough. So I can plot that on a Smith chart where my impedance actually is. And depending on what quadrant my plot is, the chart tells you where you need X amount of it. Reactance, and you need X amount of inductance, or you need X amount of capacitance. So if wherever your impedance plots on that chart, you just look at the numbers and you add that much capacitance to bring it to 50 ohms, or that much inductance with an inductor. It's making a lot more sense. And when you see it on one of the Smith charts, if you get in front of a computer tonight, just Google a Smith chart. It looks awful. It looks horrible when you look at it. But there's a method to the madness. Just check it out. It's pretty interesting.
Okay, I'll do that. Probably won't be tonight, but I may try to do it this weekend if I get a free minute.
All right, well, just going to let you know. it's taken me 2 months and a lot of people trying to help, but I think I'm kind of starting to get things zeroed down a little bit. And I built my first antenna last week, and I'm still tickled to death with it. I mean, it's just, it's something else to take a piece of wire and be able to, you know, listen and talk on it. That still amazes me.
What kind of wire are you using?
Wired from the Army, the wire, you know, give you a gift when you go out the door. And so the guys give me a roll of WD-1, which is basically telephone wire, Army telephone wire, but it's wrapped in a really tough coating. And, you know, if you ain't got a field telephone, it really ain't good for nothing else. So I've just kept it over the years. So I use that because it was available, and I just thought I'd try it. So I've got a whole bunch of it. If you need, you know, you want to build an antenna, and I've got a whole bunch of extra Delrin in the shop. I just machined me a connector for my center pole, and may it work that way. But when you get ready to do it, if you know, I don't know if you've got an antenna or not. I'm not trying to sway you either way, but if you ever want to get ready to build a simple one, mine works pretty good. I'm not saying I'm the best at it at all, but it works, and it works real well. And I'll be glad to pass along what I was taught. But just whenever you get ready, let me know.
Keep that in mind. Right now I have one that I bought, but I've been doing a lot of reading about antennas, and but I think I'm going to hold off on that, and I'm going to jump over and start focusing a little more on studying for my general. I may try to go get it there the weekend in October when the Greer or Greenville does the testing.
Yeah, well, I like I said, I got mine a couple months ago, and oh man, this is where the learning really starts now. I was thinking, okay, well, I passed the exam, so I should be able to just move right on the radio and just do whatever I want. Well, it's been a learning curve, but for me, the learning really started when I got in front of the radio, and it's just been nonstop, but I've enjoyed every minute of it.
For HKX, yeah, I'm with you. I'm enjoying it. I don't devote the time that I was to it, but I need to get back on that. Maybe now that winter's getting here, things start slowing down a little bit. Maybe I'll have a little more time to do that.
Some more cold, rainy days when you can't do much, that'd be a good time. That'd be a real good time to do that. And just go knock it out.
I think I'm going to jump over there and try to get my general by the end of October, if they're having a test in October like they usually do.
You got your initial license from. I drove all the way to Gastonia to get my technician, and I went down to the Blue Ridge when they were doing their testing at the Red Cross building down there in Greenville, and it's a totally different experience. I mean, just when I went to Gastonia, it was just kind of chaos, but when you go down there to Red Cross building in Greenville, he was very quiet and very professional, and just like I said, just a totally different experience. When I went and took the technician in Gastonia, and it just gave me the wrong idea about amateur radio during the testing, and I just thought, man, I'm not sure if this hobby's for me, because it was just, it's hard to explain, but like I said, down at the Red Cross, man, they got it going on. They know what they're doing down there.
I got my technician. I took it online here at the house. I didn't know anybody, couldn't get a hold of anybody, didn't know anything about this repeater yet. So I've been learning the whole thing on my own. There's nobody close to me that I can get with on the radio or anything like that. So I have to drive wherever I'm going, or I have to do it over an afternoon after I just got done with work. And I got to worry about school drugs and all that, man. It has to work. I've been doing it all by myself, pretty much, other than what I've learned here on the radio now that I found out about it.
Well, I tell you what, I will say one thing about the Blue Ridge repeater is, man, you're not going to find a better group of people, and just in this area in general. And, you know, people like Dave, I don't see how that man does what he does. I mean, he just, I don't see how he does it. I mean, he does a lot for the repeater, and Walt and Larry, everybody, Gary, I mean, just, you know, you have to be kind of devoted to try to help people like that, and that's not an easy thing to do. And they just do it just willingly, and that's great, you know. A couple months ago, I went up to Richmond, Virginia, and got on a repeater up there, and was talking with some guys up in the Richmond area, and it was just not. They were not welcoming at all. I mean, it was just, I mean, they weren't rude or anything. It was just, I don't know, it's just totally different. The Blue Ridge people, they just got a totally different feel, and that's just, you know, that's exactly where I want to be, you know. But, anyway.
I'm with you on that, and I've had a good experience on this for years. Yeah, everybody's been great, willing to help, willing to pass on the knowledge. You know, it's got to be tough trying to help somebody like me. I don't know. I've had a good time with it. I've laughed a lot, met a lot of good friends, people I consider friends now, and a lot of great people. Listen, I just pulled up the driveway, so I'm going to hop out of here, walk in the house, try to get done for the evening, get ready for the net. If you're going to be around after the net, I may holler at you a little bit. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Well, nice night. Nice talking with you. Glad you made it home safe. And like I said, I'm on a handy up here at on the 12 miles, so I'm a little scratchy tonight, but that's okay. Be safe, Patrick. See you later.